It's great to have you aboard along with us at SLB. And it's our live music hour where we take time to present live music every week. We've had bluegrass for the last few weeks, and this week we have a talented singer-songwriter who will have a new CD coming out this Friday night entitled DARPO, a CD release party at the Rex Theater. We'll talk about that CD and also about his work, but first, let's take a listen to a song from Ben Shannon.
By the swamps of the PD River, back in the piney woods, there's a little place called DARPO where the swimming sure is good. And there's no roads to DARPO, no dock or lifeguard stand, just a footpath lined with kudzu vines and faded old beer cans. That summer sun hit the sand and like to burn off your bare feet. It gets you running right down to DARPO just to get out of the heat. And you find a stick and you find a stone and you splash them into that lake. You got to scare them water moccasin and the little alligators away. By the swamps of the PD River, back in the piney woods, there's a little place called DARPO, and I'd take you if I could to the sweetest little place I know. I wonder if I could, I wonder if I could now. Circled by cypress trees and fed by Old Swift Creek. And there's nowhere else like DARPO where the water's as cool and deep. Well, it's dark as a Coca-Cola with a taste almost as sweet. And the bottom feels like velvet tickling your feet. By the swamps of the PD River, back in the piney woods, there's a little place called DARPO, and I'd take you if I could to the sweetest little place I know. I wonder if I could, I wonder if I could now.
That's Ben Shannon at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that's the title song to his upcoming release. Is it the title song or not?
No, it's the title song is Move On.
Ah, okay. So I had mentioned the CD was going to be called DARPO, but the CD is called Move On.
Yep, CD is okay. Called Move On.
Because as we were talking beforehand, I thought you're telling me the name of the first song, not the name of the CD,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the first song I'd play. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad to have that. Straight. Move On, the name of the new release. How long have you been doing this? When did you start writing and playing?
When I was 13, my dad gave me a guitar, and I learned Tambourine Man, Dylan's Tambourine Man.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't play it for long. I just took the chords and started messing around with them and kind of sliding them up and down the neck and seeing what sounded good to me.
Were you getting them out of books or just making them up yourself?
I got the chords for songs out of books, and then I would play them wherever and however.
Where did you grow up?
I wanted
up?
To. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
And did your dad play guitar at all?
He did. He had a banjo and a guitar and a piano in the house as I was growing up, and I took piano lessons.
And what part of town did you grow up in?
I grew up in Highland Park, Morningside. It's right on the border near the Union Project.
Sure.
Where that is now.
So you played, I would imagine, in high school. And did you continue to play after you got out of high school?
Yes, I played in high school. I wrote a lot of songs, and but my focus was writing ever since my junior year, actually my sophomore year. I started writing poetry and keeping a journal and writing my dreams down, and I got published in high school. I was at Peabody High School, the Peabody High School Writers Workshop.
Huh.
Where I got started, actually.
Well, and this is Peabody's last year, which is sad. Peabody, I think, is still a pretty great place. I've spent a few days at Peabody this year. So you were published, one of your poems was published?
Yeah, poetry, photography, and short stories in high school. And then I went on to Pitt to study poetry, contemporary poetry, and writing. And so that's what I got my degree in.
Well, that's terrific. Ben Shannon is whose voice you're hearing. Now, some folks don't know, at least professionally, what you've been up to lately. The new CD is coming out. You've been playing out quite a bit. Do you have any earlier recordings?
Yeah, I've released some stuff a long time ago, but
this is really the first of the modern era, or
this
the current
is my
era.
This is my debut as a recording artist.
Okay, so the first is this the first CD?
Yes, I've released three songs from this CD on a what you call an EP, and that was just self-titled Ben Shannon, and that was released in October.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't really have any kind of back catalog. I have a lot of stuff. I demoed a lot. When my children were born, I stopped playing out a lot and recording, and I started staying at home and writing and demoing in my house. So I have a few albums worth, and this is the first.
And we're going to hear from your kids a little bit later. Let's listen to another song. By the way, how old is that Gibson? Do you know the year on it?
This is a 1953.
Yeah, it looks like it's seen some playing here and there. It's a pretty guitar. What's this next one called?
This next one's called So Long Heaven. And it's not on this album. It's on the next album, which I'm starting production on actually next week. Pre-production, I guess.
You're now committed. You've said it on air. Here again, Ben Shannon.
So long, heaven. I didn't know I have to tune up just a little bit. This 1953 really does stay in tune, but I have to. All right, there we go. So long, heaven, I'm crossing over. Take these wide wings off of my shoulders. Take this halo, it don't fit. Where I'm going, I gotta travel light. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong. And I got to be drafted on. I won't be missing angels singing too many sweet songs. My ears are ringing. Take these white robes I wear.
shirt, some old blue jeans. I'm ready to hit the dirt. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong. Yeah. Open up the gates, I'll let myself out. Anything is better than living on a cloud where everyone's a saint. You always gotta think out loud. And there's a strange way to pulling me down now. A sunny acre on a southern hill, apples in blossom, hear the whippoorwill. And there's a small house under a big sky, and there's a family there waiting on a new life. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong. That my life was long and strong, and you watch over me while I am gone. And I got to be drifting on. Yeah, so long, heaven.
That's Ben Shannon live at the Saturday Light Brigade. His new album is called Move On, and that song is not on it. That's a preview of a song that will appear on the next album, but the release party for his new CD is this coming Friday night at the Rex. And what's nice is it's a show that all ages can attend. They're discounted tickets depending on how young you are, and the Rex is a fun venue over on East Carson Street to hear music and to celebrate music. I neglected to note the time. I should know it. You may know it off the top of your head. Is it? It's 8. That's what I thought it might be. 8 o'clock. Heather Shannon is good with those cues. She held up. There's only. Well, I guess there's two ways you can do 8 on two hands, a 5 and a 3 or a 4 and a 4. But thank you for another 5 and a 3. You can do that. Now, the 1953 Gibson is about to be replaced by a much newer, blonder guitar for Ben's next song. And he's getting ready to do that. And as he does, it's actually the exact time when I should let you know that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. 70 to 80% chance of thunderstorms all weekend long. Temperature today around 60, oh, let's say about 76 actually for today. And around 70 degrees for tomorrow, low overnight, around 57 after a sunset at 8:29. And there is a flood watch starting at 2 o'clock for just about all of western Pennsylvania, Muskingum County as well in Ohio, and just about all areas served by our terrestrial radio stations. Ben is going to play a few more for us. We probably have time for three more songs or so. And this next song, I know, requires a pick because Ben just was given. We try to keep picks here every now and then. My brother's a guitarist, and that happens a lot. You know, they get away, don't they?
They do. I try to keep, at least 20 to 30 picks with me at all times.
Have a pick, take a pick. That's what all cash registers should have, instead of pennies. Right. You can just leave an extra pick, take a pick. We could do that here because we tend to accumulate them. What's the song you're about to do?
This next one is from the upcoming album, Move On. Its title is Ghost Town, and it is a sort of a homage to Western Pennsylvania, and it being the former steel production capital of the world. And now, that's pretty much gone. There's all these towns up and down the rivers. If you're not from Western Pennsylvania, you might not know what I'm talking about, but there's a lot of towns that just sort of emptied out. And they're sort of ghost towns. The main street's kind of boarded up, and the community center is vacant, and the mill is gone. It's just a rusty footprint left. But this song is sort of about the spirit that is still here, and called it Ghost Town.
Once again, Ben Shannon.
Someone's coming home with some work boots on and a lunchbox in their hand. Someone is hearing that old rock and roll music like it's coming from a little tin can. Someone's picking food in a backyard garden with the wash out on the line, where the honeysuckle blooms and the buzzing bees love in the town that used to live here. Now the town that used to live here. To share in the town that used to live here. Someone sits down and plays a piano with the door wide open to the night. And someone sits rocking in those rocking chairs, singing along in the pale moonlight. And someone is standing at the bottom of the stairs, listening with all of their mind to the song that keeps coming from the place that we've been running the town that used to live here. Yeah, the town that used to live here. There was a way of living we could be living if we had a moment to share. Used to live here. Oh, no one is crying. That's just water that's trying to turn itself back into rain. And no one is lonesome. That's an old dog moaning and straining at the length of his chain. No one is broken. That's just empty bottles lying on the side in the rain. Once upon a time, the end is a story that some folks believe is coming true. It says the factories and schools, the fire halls and pools are just a flash of light passing on through. It says we all will become comfortable and numb, forgive what we were put in a dirt. It says we'll plant a flag in our yard and turn our backs on the dream we're living up to in the dirt. There was a way of living we could be living if we had a moment to share in the town that used to live here. Whoa, there was a way of living we could be living if we had a moment to share in the town that used to live here.
That's Ben Shannon at the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you know many people affected by steel mills closing and or whose families were affected?
Well, I did. My father, actually, and my mom moved to Pittsburgh from Nashville. I was born in Nashville originally.
That's ironic.
Yeah, I left Nashville to become a songwriter.
Yeah.
But so we moved here when the Steelers were winning their Super Bowls, and entire neighborhoods of steel workers were being evicted from their homes.
Now, that's in the 70s, not the more recent Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Was your dad a musician? I mean, you mentioned the instruments he had.
He was, but he didn't really aspire to write songs. He aspired to sing great songs.
So was it the steel industry that brought him here?
Yes, he was in. He was actually a corrosion specialist, so he analyzed samples of. He still does, but it was in the R&D department of the steel mills that he worked.
Interesting. Was he in the mills themselves or out in Monroeville?
He was in labs. He was in. Yeah. I think he was in Monroeville at Cyclops Steel.
Yeah,
he worked for St. Joe Mineral Company.
Sure, I know all those St. Joe. Yeah. Zinc, and I mentioned Monroeville because of U.S. Steel's research headquarters was there. My dad's a metallurgist, and that's what brought him to Pittsburgh probably a little bit earlier in the 60s.
Right.
But it was a different area, you know, and it's interesting how things have changed. If you're relatively new to Pittsburgh, can you imagine coming through the fort or through the Squirrel Hill tunnels? From east and coming through the tunnels on the Pittsburgh side, imagine looking to your left and seeing a huge steel mill with large towers bursting with flames and smoke and sort of the smell of money, as a lot of people called it back then. But can you imagine seeing that right there, right adjacent to the roadway in Hazelwood, and things have changed quite a bit. But that's what my childhood was like growing up in Pittsburgh. Ben Shannon's here. His CD release party is tonight at 8. His daughters are wondering, are we going to sing yet or not? And I think you're going to sing, or you're singing in the finale, I think. And we have time, I think, for a couple more, Ben. I guess you've got one and then the one you're finishing up with.
Yeah, we would finish up with our song.
Okay. What's your next one going to be?
Well, I'll play the title track from the CD.
So this is Move On. It's really good to have you here, by the way. And I think folks will enjoy the CD release party. That's got to be exciting for you, too.
Yeah, my good friends Mark Dignam from Dublin and Broken Fences, which is a newer folk group. They're just fantastic young duet. Will be performing, opening up, as well as Frank DiNardo, the youngest DJ in Pittsburgh. He's actually a DJ at RCT. And
Do you know how old he is?
I think he's 16 or something. Maybe that's not the youngest.
Well, it might be the youngest current. I had him beat back in the 70s, but that's another.
And then my good friends Barnaby Bright are coming from Brooklyn, all the way from Brooklyn. And they're another really wonderful duet.
That sounds great. And you mentioned you have some friends in San Diego tuned in right now, so we'll say hello to them. I'm glad they're tuned in. So this is Move On you're about to play.
Sure, yeah.
This one goes out to the left behind, to the underloved and the undermined. If you're keeping your hope alive far past the end, if you're looking for a good beat and you want a girl dancing, here's another little love song. Whoa, if you wanna get a morning goes out to the starry eye, to the ones untouched by compromise. If you're keeping your hope alive far past the end, if you're looking for a good beat and you want a girl dancing, here's another little love song.
That's Ben Shannon. I can see why that's the title song of the new CD. And it's released this coming Friday night at the Rex on the South Side. And Ava and Celeste are getting ready to accompany their dad. Do either of you want to actually talk and say hello? Hi, come a little teeny bit closer. You are Celeste, right? How old are you?
I'm 10.
And where do you go to school?
The Environmental Charter School.
Did you see me there yesterday? I was there yesterday in the auditorium from 3:45 to 4:45, playing word games and doing lots of fun. Now, you're in fifth grade or fourth?
Fourth.
You might have been playing outside. I understand you guys have a rat snake out there in the park.
The fourth grade was going on a field trip and we got back at one and then we went,
Were you part of that field trip? Was that to McKeever? Yeah, I was talking with your principal about that yesterday. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I would like to say hi to my little cousins, Ruby and Olivia, and my Aunt Megan, and Colin and Lisa in Chicago, and Naraya.
Great. Too. Do you think Ava wants to say hi? Do you want to say hi, Ava? No? Are you sure? Is Ava always this shy, Celeste? No?
I'm usually this shy one.
Well, I can be shy too sometimes. Thank you for saying hi. Now, Ava is how old?
Seven.
Seven? And is she also at the Charter School?
Yes.
Well, that's great. I didn't see you, Ava, did I? Were you there with me yesterday? Gosh, and we had lots of kids there with us. Well, Ben, what song are your daughters going to join you on?
They're going to join me on a song called Clementines from Spain. And it's, we eat lots of clementines. And they come in boxes. And the boxes say Clementines from Spain. And, you know, we do a lot of reusing and recycling, so we were trying to think of things we could do with the box of clementines from Spain.
before you start, I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything else you wanted to mention? This will be our last chance to talk.
I'd love to see you at the show, and it's going to be a great show on May 20th, 8 o'clock at the Rex.
Thanks. Here's Ben Shannon and Clementines in Spain.
Come climb this tree and we'll eat these clementines. We'll spit the seeds into the clouds and sweeten up the rain. And toss the peels under the wheels of passing diesel trains. But first we have to eat these clementines from Spain. Sit atop the red caboose and cross the fruited plains and find ourselves a stallion and ride him till he's tame. We'll feed him well from our box of clementines from Spain.
And Celeste and Ava Shannon, thank you very much, and good luck with the new CD. It's now 7 minutes before noon here at the Saturday Light Brigade.